Sex and Sensuality, the podcast, where we speak what your dirty mind thinks. We are here at 9 p.m. chatting about tantalizing topics that most won't dare say aloud.
So hello, hello, and welcome to Sex and Sensuality, the podcast, where we speak what your dirty mind thinks. I am your host, Miss Nika Nicole. So y'all, it's been a minute. I am trying to do at least 2 to 3 episodes a month, and I just have some things to talk about. So today I want to explore what they didn't teach us about pleasure. And they meaning our parents, our lovers, our friends, the school, whoever. But what they didn't teach us about pleasure. You know, I think about that a lot when I'm doing like my sessions with couples, and I notice how, you know, sometimes the feminine partner of the couple may not necessarily understand what it is that she wants physically, but she knows everything about what her partner wants and how to please her partner. But when you ask, or when I've asked her, like, what do you want sexually? What are your needs? And she will, most of the time, these women will give me a very blank stare. So it just amazes me that we are in, especially now, we're still in this stage where women do not know about their own physical pleasure, and they're not connected to it. And it's quite amazing, honestly. But we have to connect to our sexual powers, because once we do, then sex becomes more enjoyable, love making becomes more passionate, and it becomes more meaningful. It's not just something like we're just doing just to please our partner, or just to get through the evening, right? So we're going to talk about that today. A lot of the times we've never learned what real pleasure is. We ask questions, but we don't get answers. We get a lot of silence. Women are made to feel ashamed of sexual pleasure. That's one of the reasons why I do my show, and why I've done my show in the past, Sex and Sensuality, the Burlesque Show. And I'm working on a new show, guys. I know I have some listeners out there who enjoy coming to the show. So I will have another show in December. So I'm looking forward to it. But I do this show because I want women to see other women connecting to their sensuality, their sexuality, through dance, through music, through games. And I hope it's a way to teach women not to feel ashamed about their desires and about their wants and their needs. Because we don't deserve to feel that, right? We don't deserve to feel scared to explore our sexuality and what our needs are. But we didn't learn the language for desire, right? Or agency. Agency meaning like taking control of who you are, right? Or the full spectrum of what it means to be a sensual, whole, feeling woman, right? So we're going to unpack some of that today. So what are some of the things that they didn't teach us about pleasure? Especially when it comes to being a Black woman, right? A mother, even. Because you know what, y'all? If there is something about people when they see a mom be sexually free, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, she must be a whore. She must be a slut. What lessons are she teaching her children, you know, being sexually free like that? But I feel like women have the right to be sexually free as long as they're being sexually safe and responsible, right? It doesn't mean being sexually free, going out and sleeping with multiple men or women or whatever, and having unprotected sex and just giving your body to any or everybody. It just means being sexually free means being able to feel confident enough to explore your sexual desires and your sexual needs. That's what I mean when I speak about being sexually free. So, when did you first learn about pleasure and what it means? Not sex, not performance, not how to please someone else. I'm talking about when did you learn about your pleasure, your body, your needs, your fantasies, your soft spots, your I don't like that, or I want more of this. When did you learn that? Take a moment and think about it. Do you feel you've ever known that? Is that something you want to explore? You know, is that something you eventually learned once you became an adult and maybe you found that right partner who took their time with you, who listened to you, who explored your body with you? Most of us never get to that point. Y'all, and you know, we actually carry that into our adulthood and into our beds. We go in feeling like we have to perform for someone else and not for our own sexual being. So one thing about me, I have always tried to focus on my sexuality and my sexual needs. First, I did it because my mom, and I've told this story plenty of times, my mom, she had me when she was 13, well, 14. She was almost turning 14. And they drilled into my head growing up, I do not want you to get pregnant. I do not want you to get an STD. I do not want you to have the sex early, all this stuff. And I did not. I did not have sex early. But what I did do is I made sure to read a lot, y'all. I mean, Cosmo was my Bible. I love Cosmo. And I utilized Cosmo a lot to just help me feel, to help me understand more about sex and why it was such this forbidden thing for me to engage in. I know as a teenager, I shouldn't be engaging in sex anyway, right? But I still wanted to know like why they're drilling this into my head. So I read a lot of Cosmo. I read a lot about different STDs. I also read about orgasms and I read steamy novels. I know I was like 16, y'all, reading those Harlequin romance books. And we already know those Harlequin romance books. If you read Harlequin romances, you know they will, you know, give you a good hot, steamy sex scene. And then I even started looking at porn because I wanted to learn what made women feel good or what. And I thought porn would help me learn that, right? Even though sometimes we already know porn is exaggerated, but I still looked at it because I was curious, not for the pleasure. I was curious about what women and men did, you know, what did they do in the bedroom? And then how did men try to please women? And then what did women do to please men? And what are some things that made a woman feel good? Like you listening to her moan, you knew that, or at least that's what I was thinking in my young 16, 17, 18 year old mind, that this woman was feeling good from his touch and she was screaming and you know, doing all that because he pumped the right way or he licked her here or whatever. So anyway, those were my things I was exploring and I was watching it for research purposes, y'all. And then, you know, as I became older and I just started learning more about my body, I started, you know, I would touch myself more and explore different spots on my body, like my neck, the inside of my elbows, the inside of my wrists, the back of my knees, touching, you know, my stomach, inside of my thighs, and just trying to learn, right, what made me feel good. And what felt, you know, what touch worked for me. So that is how I started to learn more about my own pleasure and about what I wanted. And then when I did start engaging in sex, I made sure that I had condoms with me. I tried to make sure that me and my partner were being tested and just so that I could be as safe as possible. But another thing that I did not hesitate to discuss sex. And I think that's something that a lot of us do when we meet someone for the first time, especially as women, right? We don't We shy right away from sexual conversation, but it's important to have these conversations with your partner, the person that you want to get busy with. You gotta talk to them. You gotta talk to them. If you don't talk to them, then they would never know what it is that you need or what you want. So we gotta have these conversations and not be afraid to have those conversations and talk about it. But we can't talk about it without us knowing first for ourselves, okay? We can't. So we gotta understand what it is that we want, how we want it, the type of touch we want. Once we build that trust within ourselves, then we can start venturing out to build that trust with someone else. So some of the messages, y'all, that we were taught growing up are things like, good girls don't do that. Good girls don't give oral sex. You know, good girls don't have anal sex, or they don't do ABCD, because that's not what a good girl does. And then we were taught that pleasure was for men. It wasn't for us. We are here to serve them sexually, that we may be doing too much, or sex is about obligation. It's not about pleasure. It's not about enjoyment. Or it's only for procreation. Those are some messages that I was taught. And those things can come from many places. Those messages, I know for me, came from church, social media, not social media. Oh, Lord, I'm saying social media, y'all. In the 90s, we had social media, but it came from media, family. Sometimes it came from trauma, right? Because again, you know, my family, my mom had me young. So that's traumatic for her. So it's like, you don't do these things because look what happened to me. And it's not to say that she was blaming me, of course, but she's saying, like, you could have sex one time. And that's what she had sex one time and she became pregnant. So we're taught these things from these types of experiences. When then it's like when we don't understand, when we finally understand that we've learned these messages, when we're struggling to ask for what we want in the bedroom, right? We find it hard to say it. It's like, oh my gosh, a good girl doesn't talk dirty. Or we feel guilty after we've had an orgasm, whether we masturbated or whether we had an orgasm with a partner. Some women feel guilty because they're like, oh my gosh, did I sin or did I do something wrong? Or this means that I'm a bad person. Some disassociate during sex, meaning that they actually leave their body altogether. They don't even feel anything because they've been taught that their body is to be used for the other person's pleasure. It's amazing, y'all. But pleasure is more than sex. Some of the things that I want to teach you right now is that pleasure is your right. You have the right to feel pleasure. Doesn't always have to be erotic, but it could be expansive. It could be more than just sex too, right? It could be in how we breathe. Pleasure is more, it's like, it's, let's go beyond sex, right? Let's talk about pleasure just in general, right? It's how you breathe. It's in the food that you eat, in your laughter, in stillness. It's also being able to say no or to say yes. And it's also in choosing yourself, whether you're choosing yourself and you're being sexual with someone, or you're choosing yourself to say, you know what, I don't feel like being sexual right now. I just want to take pleasure in the moment and just being with you. Pleasure is more than sex. So we also have to think about that too. But I do want us, as we move forward with learning about what we want sexually, think about the things that feels good when it comes to your body. It could be lingerie, it could be soft cotton, it could be silk, it could be satin, a touch, the way you're touch, a whisper on your neck, a kiss on your neck. What textures, scents, or sounds make you just like, And then when was the last time you let you You let yourself enjoy something without feeling guilty. That is what pleasure is. Okay. But then we can translate that to the bedroom, all those things to the bedroom as well, because you're learning about yourself. And as you learn about the different types of touch and scents and sounds you like outside of the bedroom, you can use those things inside the bedroom as well. So three ways you can start your own pleasure re-education. Okay. So you can create a pleasure journal. Every day, write down 1 to 3 things that brought you any kind of joy, ease, or softness. This helps rewire your brain to notice pleasure and not just pain. Unlearn one message at a time. Pick one thing you were taught that no longer serves you, like that thought of pleasure being shameful. Challenge it. What if you said that my pleasure is sacred? My pleasure is treasured. My pleasure is for me. Write it, say it, breathe it. And then practice receiving. Do something for yourself without feeling guilty. Let your lover cook for you. Let your lover rub your back. Let your lover compliment you without you complimenting them back, right? Don't deflect. Start to just receive what others give you. And it doesn't always have to be your lover. It could be a friend who, you know, sometimes women, we have a friend that says, girl, I love your shoes. And then we have to say something like, oh, girl, I just got these from Marshalls the other day, girl. They ain't nothing. Instead of just saying, thank you. Accepting the compliment. Receiving without having to give back all the time. That is sensuality as well, y'all. Okay, so this is something I want to hear from you. What's one thing you wish you were taught about pleasure? Think about that. You can DM me this on TikTok or on TikTok at Dr. Mika Nicole. Tell me what you are unlearning and what you are reclaiming, because pleasure isn't just about sex. It's also about coming back to yourself, right? Once you get there, then you can use it any way you want. So you can use it in the bedroom. You deserve to feel good, not just for once in a while, not just when someone gives you permission, but every day in small and sacred ways. You deserve pleasure that doesn't come with shame and desire that doesn't ask you to disappear and intimacy that honors your wholeness. Pleasure isn't selfish. Pleasure is soul care, and you don't need anyone's approval to start reclaiming it. So I hope that y'all got something out of this episode today. I want y'all to share it. Invite your friends to listen to this episode. Follow me on TikTok. Y'all, let's keep these conversations going. I'm going to start doing some lives on TikTok, y'all. I got to get out there and do it. I'm so shy. A lot of people don't think I am, but I am. But I am going to try. I appreciate y'all for listening to me today. Have a good day.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Sex and Sensuality, the podcast.